for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW-WOKZ weather forecast calls for an 80% chance for showers and thunderstorms with a high of 67. Tonight, 60% chance for rain with a low of 46. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Edwards County Board of Education will hold a reorganization meeting tonight at 7 in the ECHS Atelier Room 172. Judge Michael Valentine will administer the board member oath of office after the official election results are accepted. There were no races in the election for Edwards County, as Lauren Speer, Dale Woods, and J.R. Beerster ran for three open seats. The board will then elect a new president, vice president, and secretary to two-year terms and appoint a treasurer. The new board will then nominate a WAVSED representative and hold a discussion on cash renting land, with action possible. It will then consider the employment of an ECHS boys basketball coach before adjourning for the night. More news next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Family pack bone-in center cut pork chops, $2.99 a pound. USDA choice beef round steaks, $4.99 a pound. USDA choice beef rump roast, $3.99 a pound. And a 10-pound bag of russet potatoes, $3.49. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main. Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting and stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 at night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
It's never too late to go back to school, and Frontier Community College is here to help. Achieve your educational goals with GED test prep classes offered in person on our campus in Fairfield or in Albion or Flora. We even offer classes online to meet the demands of your busy schedule. As always, the classes are free, and we even offer vouchers to help pay for the exams. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to sign up now.
In other news, no injuries were reported in a two-vehicle accident at the New Hope Curve Friday afternoon. According to police reports, at approximately 2:50, 79-year-old Burnt Prairie resident George E. Vines and 79-year-old Mill Shoals resident Patricia K. Vaught were northbound on Highway 45. Vines was driving a 2014 Ford Escape and slowed to turn onto a county road. Vaught, driving a 2015 Ford Taurus, rear-ended him. No tow truck was called to the scene, but the vehicles sustained over $1,500 damage. 32-year-old Fairfield resident Alyssa J. Carey was arrested by Wayne County deputies early this morning. She was wanted on a Lawrence County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of operating an uninsured vehicle. Carey was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $445 bond. The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service is collecting data from approximately 3,000 Illinois farmers and ranchers for its annual Ag Resource Management Survey. The survey looks at all aspects of U.S. ag production, the well-being of farm households, farm finances, chemical usage, and various farm production characteristics. It also collects detailed information on production practices, costs, and returns for different commodities on a rotating basis, with the 2021 iteration focusing on corn, rice, dairy, and organic dairy production. NAS has suspended in-person data collection, so farmers and ranchers who are mailed a survey code should complete the survey at agcounts.usda.gov. Crop statistician Mark Schleusener says the annual data will inform national and state policymaking decisions, and it's also used to calculate the farm sector portion of the gross domestic product, an important measure of the U.S. economy. The survey is conducted in three phases from May 2021 to April 2022, with the current phase screening participants to ensure they have commodities of interest needed to accurately represent the entire U.S. farm sector. The second phase will be for collecting information on production practices and chemical use for specific commodities, and the final phase will see NAS survey producers on farm income and production expenditures. All information from respondents is kept confidential, as required by federal law, and it's reported so no individual can be identified. The Illinois State Fair is scheduled to kick off August 12th in Springfield, but questions still remain about how much of the fair will be up and running this year in terms of coronavirus restrictions. The fair was canceled last year because of COVID-19, but Governor J.B. Pritzker says he expects at least the livestock shows, corn dogs, and concerts to be back this year.
I am very much looking forward to the Illinois State Fair. We've obviously been doing all the planning that's necessary for it. I think that, you know, the IDPH is working with the Department of Agriculture to make sure that people will be safe. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun this summer. It's in August. I hope everybody will come down to Springfield to enjoy it. And then we have a second state fair down in DuQuoin, Illinois, and that also is a lot of fun. And again, an enormous amount of space out there. I think we'll have a big crowd and everybody will enjoy it.
The DuQuoin State Fair is scheduled to run from August 27th to September 6th. 40-year-old Flora resident Shane R. Highsmith was sentenced to 20 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections yesterday in Clay County Circuit Court. He pleaded guilty to one count of attempted murder and two counts of aggravated battery in connection to an incident on December 27th at the Oyo Hotel Roadway Inn in Flora. The charges allege he was staying at the motel, got into an altercation, and stabbed three other residents, with one stabbed 13 times. All three victims were taken to Clay County Hospital, and the victim with 13 stab wounds was flown to Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. Another was flown to Carl Hospital in Urbana. The three have since recovered and have been released from the respective hospitals. Highsmith will serve 13 years in prison for the Class X felony attempted murder count, and he was credited with 128 days served in jail. He will serve 4 years for one Class 3 aggravated battery count and 3 years for the other, with the sentences to be served consecutively. He was also given 3 years mandatory supervised release for the attempted murder count and 1 year MSR for each of the other charges. A count of possession of a weapon by a felon was dismissed. Clay County State's Attorney Andrew Kester thanked the Flora City Police who investigated and provided potentially life-saving first aid at the scene, as well as the Illinois State Police Division of Forensic Services and the Clay County Sheriff's Office, who also assisted with the investigation. The Albion City Council met last night. Mark Curtis reports.
The Albion City Council, under Visitors on Business, heard a request of support from two individuals seeking to purchase the Spare Time Bowling Center and restaurant. Lucas Rogers and Bobby Beleda are interested in purchasing the business. However, they need reassurance from the council and liquor commission that the establishment could continue to serve alcohol. The council, after some discussion, decided to allow City Attorney Brian Schenkel to have a conference call along with current owner Joe Rivers with the state gaming officials to finalize a transfer of licenses in using the Spare Time name. At some point after the acquisition, a liquor commission meeting will be called, naming a manager for that business. The new council and administration was sworn in after the old council sign died. The new alderwoman, Heather Broviak, then took her seat on council in Ward 1. Police Chief Mike Judge told the council that the city is one officer short after Officer David Hauser left the force to join the Mount Carmel Police Department. The city will advertise for candidates for the officer police position. In the mayor's report, Mayor Harris then made his appointments and committee assignments since being reelected as mayor. The council will have a budget meeting on May 17th at 7 p.m., Alderman Gary Mason brought up qualified immunity for police and city officials. Attorney Brian Schenkel is to draft an ordinance concerning the immunity issue. Alderman Mason also briefly discussed the equalizing of the city wards. Currently, there are 913 houses in the city limits. With an average of two people per household, Ward 1 has the largest number of homes, 447 homes, Albion 2 Ward, 260 homes, and Albion 3 Ward, 206 homes. There will be more discussion on this subject and the immunity issue at the next council meeting. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
The Wayne City Village Board met last night and swore in its village president, clerk, and trustees after last month's election. Rocky Hedden continued his service as president, and Stacy Choate continued as clerk. Tim Piper remained on the board as trustee, but LaDonna McKinney and Diane Wood left after years of service. Carrie Esmond and Jared Payton took their places. The board approved a new policy for qualified immunity for police, and it approved the transfer of funds into the police fund to include the gaming and liquor funds. It also approved a new insurance policy for the city. Trustees had heard reports of vandalism and people driving unsafely in the Wayne City Park, and several tickets and fines were issued. Some youth were caught driving side-by-sides, and the beginning penalty will be a $250 fine for their parents. More cameras and security will be added to the park, and the restrooms there have been locked after hours to help prevent more damage. Anyone needing to use the restroom after it's been locked can call the village or police to send someone to unlock it. Nick McKinney from Western Wayne Water District thanked Wayne City workers for their help recently in keeping things going, and a resident came to request tile be added to his new driveway. Workers will visit to see what's needed, and they will provide an estimate for the work. The inspection on the new Wayne City ambulance is complete, and it will be ready for use after a sticker is attached to the hood. The old ambulance will be cleaned and sold by bid in about a month. The Wayne County Health Department announced 3 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 3 days, bringing its total to 1,753. 16 people were in isolation. It also says Moderna COVID vaccination appointments are still available for this Thursday at the health department, and anyone who would like to schedule an appointment can call 842-5166. White County added 5 coronavirus cases yesterday and sat at 1,786. The State Department of Public Health announced 2,049 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 28 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,341,777 cases and 22,047 deaths. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for April 26th through May 2nd was 3.4%. The southern region had a rate of 2.3% on the 30th, up from 2.1% on the 29th. The State Department of Natural Resources is looking for those who are interested in combining their love of the outdoors with a commitment to public safety as Illinois Conservation Police, according to IDNR spokesperson Rachel Torbert.
I think a lot of people don't realize that the Department of Natural Resources has its own law enforcement division, but we do. You know, our conservation officers really play a unique role in law enforcement and public safety here in the state, and we're ready to bring on some additional trainees. Our officers patrol our public lands, our state sites. They check in with hunters and fishermen to ensure that they have the proper licensing and the proper tags for hunting, for fishing. They patrol our waters and make sure our boaters are safe.
Applicants must have a bachelor's degree or an associate's and 3 years of law enforcement experience. To see the job posting, people can visit illinois.jobs2web.com and search for Conservation Police Officer Trainee. The deadline to apply is May 31st. A campaign highlighting the risk of falling at construction work sites kicked off yesterday. Illinois Department of Labor spokesperson Mike Matulis says statistics show falls are the leading cause of death at construction sites, so it's important that workers are taught how to take precautions.
In 2018, which is the most recent compiled stats, more than 400 people died in such falls. The reality is construction sites are dangerous places, and that's why there is significant amount of protective gear that's available. And that's why highlighting it is such an important thing, because if people do use the proper equipment and are properly trained on it, most of these things, if not all of them, can be prevented.
Employers can take advantage of training resources, posters, and videos from the Occupational Health and Safety Administration by searching online for Stop Falls, Stand Down. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Southern Illinois turns a bright right now for HVAC in Bluford. They are Southern Illinois' Rude Heating and Cooling and Hydro Module Geothermal Experts and a 0.00% financing. For the right temperature all year round, call your local heating and cooling guy, Bright Rightnauer, HVAC, 214-2593.
Uniquely Rustique has many new products for moms and grads of all ages. We have many new devotionals to help grade school, high school, and college graduates down the right path. And the Spring Melissa and Doug toys have been restocked for those younger graduates as well. Mom would love our new selection of devotionals just for her, or even some no-maintenance geranium bushes for spring planting. As always, greeting cards are just 45 cents. Come check us out at 705 West Main in Fairfield. Thanks for shopping local.
Do you have a check that needs deposited and don't want to make a trip to the bank? With free mobile deposit at People's National Bank, just snap a picture of the check with your smartphone and deposit it into your account anytime, from anywhere, all with PNB To Go mobile banking. Deposits are as easy as tap, snap, and deposit. Plus, it's free. Download the PNB To Go mobile banking app today to get started. People's National Bank, making it easy to bank from anywhere. Member FDIC. Wireless or service fees may apply.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 62, and as of 12 noon, we have received 31 hundredths of an inch of rain here at the radio station so far today. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 33,984, down 129 points. The NASDAQ is at 13,532, down 362. June crude oil is at $65.57. That is up $1.08. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 90-year-old Louisville resident Ruth Elaine Wilson died on Monday. Ruth Wilson is survived by daughters Joan, Jean, Jill, and Jane, several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren, and two siblings. Services for Ruth Wilson will be held at 1 p.m. on Thursday at Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and interment will be in Orchard Hill Cemetery. 18-year-old Fairfield resident Alexis Jade McKenzie Sargent died on Friday. Alexis Sargent is survived by her father Jonathan, mother Jessie, siblings AJ, Caleb, Israel, Kanan, Jordan, Lane, Jalen, Letitia, Sarah, Jessie, Kelly, and Serena, and six grandparents. Services for Alexis Sargent will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at Kanan Bridge Church. Visitation will be on Friday from 5 to 8, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 97-year-old Ruth McCormick died on Friday. Ruth McCormick is survived by sons Ray and Steve, five grandchildren, and 19 great-grandchildren. Services for Ruth McCormick will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Friday at Besto Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if your surgeon could move his hands with the precision of a robot? What if his eyes could see with the power of a three-dimensional microscope? What if you could have surgery with less pain and a shorter recovery? With Asbury & Associates, you can. By using the Da Vinci robot, Dr. David Asbury has helped redefine the science of surgery.
When experience matters, call Dr. Asbury, the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. 618-244-4800.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today, calling for an 80% chance of showers and storms. Some storms could be severe. High near 67. Overnight tonight, a 60% chance of showers and storms. Low around 46. Wednesday, calling for sunny skies with a high near 65 and a low around 45. And a 50% chance of showers and storms on Thursday as well. Partly sunny skies. Your Thursday high will be 65 with a low near 42.